I'm not certain just how serious other countries push the notion of Santa Claus as we Americans do, connecting it to Christmas. There really was a man who gained the title of Saint Nicholas, and we're going to hear a wonderful story, a short version of this in a little while. But back to the notions of a modern Santa. As I said, I don't really know how connected Santa is with Christmas around the rest of the world. We have an exchange student staying with us for the school year who's from South Korea, and he says that Christmas is not heavily celebrated as we do it up here, and that the abundance of presents is pretty much non-existent. He said perhaps a present is exchanged, but again, not to the degree of an American Christmas. No matter what country we hail from, if we've allowed the notion of a wondrous person by the name of Santa Claus to become real to our children, we must recognize the truth that someday we will have a very disappointed and perhaps disillusioned child on our hands. We don't really consider the long-term effects and the day of disappointment that is inevitable as a result of allowing our children to be set up for this fall, and somehow we don't think about the reflection that this disappointing realization is going to shine upon us as parents. You know, parents. Those safe, honest individuals who would never tell an untruth, would never allow you to be embarrassed by equipping you with false information. Now, it'd be all too easy to go after good Christian folks that have allowed the notion of Santa Claus to override their better judgment. The pressures of commercialization and secular thought are challenges to be reckoned with. No, I don't want to jump on that soapbox. I'm not denying the fact that we set our children up for some difficult times when we allow the notion of Santa Claus to be presented as real. I'd rather offer some solutions to help make the transition from one hero to another. I ran across this wonderful paper written by an unknown author. I only wish I could give credit to whoever wrote this, but I want to share it with you now. Here are some thoughts about why Jesus is better than Santa Claus. Santa lives at the North Pole. Jesus is everywhere. Santa rides on a sleigh. Jesus rides on the wind and walks on the water. Santa comes but once a year, and Jesus is an ever-present help. Santa fills your stockings with goodness, but Jesus supplies all of your needs. Santa comes down your chimney uninvited, and Jesus, well, he stands at the door of your heart and he knocks, and then he enters when you invite him. You have to stand in line to see Santa. Jesus is as close as the mention of his name. Santa lets you sit on his lap. Jesus lets you rest in his arms. Santa doesn't know your name. All he can say is, "Hi, little boy," or "Hi, little girl." What's your name? Jesus knew our name before we did. Not only does he know our name, he knows our address, too. He knows our history and future. He even knows how many hairs are upon your head. Santa has a belly like a bowl full of jelly. Jesus has a heart full of love. All Santa can offer is ho, ho, ho. Jesus offers health, help, and hope. Santa says, "You better not cry." Jesus says, "Cast all your cares on me, for I care for you." Santa's little helpers make toys, and Jesus makes new life, mends wounded hearts, and repairs broken homes, builds mansions. Santa may make you chuckle, but Jesus gives you joy that is your strength. While Santa puts gifts under your tree, Jesus became our gift and died upon a tree. Well, it's obvious that there really is no comparison. We need to remember who Christmas is about. We need to put Christ back in Christmas. Jesus is still the reason for the season. Jesus is better. He's even better than Santa Claus.